USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A San Diego man is under arrest, charged with killing one woman and injuring three others inside a nearby synagogue. Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein was one of those shot in the attack. He spoke on CNN about the lady who was killed, 60-year-old Lori Kay.
It's unfathomable why this beautiful, beautiful, wonderful human being would be shot down. Her mother just recently died, and she came to services to be able to memorialize her mother.
The gunman is identified as 19-year-old John Ernest. Worshippers say he stormed in screaming anti-Semitic slurs and started firing.
He was just focused to kill. You see, you saw the hate and you saw the murder in his eyes.
Daniel Meng was inside the temple celebrating the last day of Passover. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan faces the largest wave of illegal crossings from Mexico into the U.S. in a decade. 100,000 migrants were detained last month. He says the southern border crisis is real.
I think more members from Congress coming down and seeing what we're facing at the border, they're realizing that something different is happening with this crisis. It's not manufactured, it's real, and we've got to sit down at a table and talk about ways to solve it.
McAleenan on CBS's 60 Minutes.
He is not going to dictate the format of the Judiciary Committee.
That's House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler responding to reports that Attorney General William Barr may not show up for his scheduled testimony this week if Democrats stick to the format Nadler has proposed for Barr's questioning.
What we're planning to do is that after the members finish questioning for 5 minutes, the Democratic counsel will have half an hour to question, and the Republican counsel will have half an hour to question. And that's a standard method of doing things.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
There's new warnings out about how much screen time you allow your kids. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
The World Health Organization is coming out strong against letting young kids watch TV or play with smartphones and is pushing parents to help their kids to stay active and get enough sleep. Dr. Jennifer Ashton is the ABC News chief medical correspondent. She talks about some of the new guidelines that the WHO is putting out for children regarding screen time.
The World Health Organization falling in line with other professional organizations because every person who has a little person in their life is dealing with screen time now. So let's break it down. Their new recommendations, basically in keeping with other guidelines, but they're saying 0 to 2 years of age, no screen time, zero. From 2 to 5, 1 hour maximum in a 24-hour period. And I should also add, this isn't just about screen time. They're also making recommendations about sleep, saying that 0 to 5-year-olds should get 10 to 14 hours a day, and activity, up to 3 hours of physical activity a day. And most of the time, if you're looking at a screen, you can't be sleeping or physically active.
North Korea demanded $2 million for the care of American Otto Warmbier. The U.S. signed a document agreeing to pay, but National Security Advisor John Bolton said on Fox News, no payment was ever made.
It's very clear to me from my looking into it in the past few days, no money was paid. That is clear.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.